Hello, my name is Chris, and I am conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. To add, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey, and you will have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. Now, we're going to start with some demographic questions, and as a reminder, your answers are anonymous. To begin, do you currently live in Boston?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the zip code of your primary residence?
02121.
Thank you. And what would you say is your gender? Is it male, female, or something else like non-binary, transgender, gender variant, or non-confirming?
I'm male.
Thank you. How old are you?
74.
Thank you. And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Is it white or Caucasian? Black or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Native of Hawaii.
Black.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Did you not complete high school diploma or GED, attended college but did not complete, trade / technical / vocational training, associate's degree?
2 years college.
Three-year college. Attended college but did not complete?
I completed. I got my degree.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. So that would be a bachelor's degree?
Associate.
Oh, thank you. And the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Every other day.
A few times a week?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Once per week.
Thank you. And how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Once a week.
Now, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Have you felt it not at all? Some days, more than half the days? Or nearly every day?
Some days.
What about not being able to control worrying?
I'm worrying, no.
So you have, how often have you been not being able to control your worrying? Not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Some days.
What about feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
No day.
Not at all?
Not hopeless. When you say add hopeless to it, I'm not going to accept that. I believe in my creator.
Thank you. Now, what about feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge? Not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Some days.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Overweight or obesity, yes or no?
No.
A substance use disorder?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, or the like?
Yes.
Thank you. What about diabetes?
Yes.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
Heart attack. What are they? I think it's a heart attack. Yeah. I've had a heart attack. What do you call that thing? Stroke.
Oh, okay. Something like heart attack, angina, or a coronary heart disease? How should I record that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. What about high blood pressure?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rising petty crime, loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Well, somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Thank you. And have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And in the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Now, law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind.
No.
So do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Yes.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
No.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree, yes.
Thank you. The next one is, people of my racial group are treated the same way by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
No.
Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Ask questions for later.
Mm-hmm. So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I agree. Strongly disagree.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Now people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
No. I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Sometimes.
And how should I record that? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or...
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Now you can answer these questions, yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
Yes.
Being physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Yes.
Being verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And I'm so sorry to hear about that, by the way. Now, and next, the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by the police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
Yes.
Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
Yes.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with the police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you had any contact with the police or law enforcement in the past year?
No.
No, thank you. Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you been arrested in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And have you ever been convicted of a crime, meaning you were found guilty of a crime? Yes or no?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have any of your family or friends been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yes.
Have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now for something different. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched you for no reason? Yes or no?
No, not, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
Yes.
Have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to you?
Yes.
How about being physically abusive to you?
Physically abusive. Yes. No.
Oh, no. Okay. Thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
What about arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Oh, what about assumed you were a thief?
Yes.
Have the police or law enforcement ever followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
Yes.
And what about treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement stopped and searched you for no reason? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times, 11 to 20 times, or 20 plus times?
1 to 3 times.
1 to 2 times or 3 to 5?
1 to 3 times.
It's just that we do have them in different options. We have 1 to 2 times and 3 to 5 times. Which one should I record?
3 to 5. 3 to 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement pulled you over for no reason while you were driving? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times?
Right now, I don't have my car. I don't have the vehicle right now.
Oh, so how should I record that? 0 times or?
I'm talking about this year. I don't have a vehicle for the year. I don't have my car right now.
Oh, because we're asking this past year. So how should I record it? 0 times or?
0 times.
0 times. Thank you. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement been verbally abusive to you? Would you say it was...
You already answered that question. You doubled up on me here.
Oh, no. It's just that we want to know how often.
I already answered the question. Next question.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement assumed you were a thief? 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times, 11 to 20 times, or 20 plus times?
1 to 2 times.
1 to 2 times, thank you. And in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement follow you? Would you say it was 0 times?
I would answer that question. I don't want to answer that question again.
Oh, well, this is how often. The other times, we wanted to know if it was a yes or no. So right now, we want to know if it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times, 11 to 20 times.
1 to 2 times.
1 to 2 times. Thank you. And in the past year, how often have police or law enforcement treated you unfairly because of how you dress? Would you say it was 0 times? 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5 times, 6 to 10 times, 11 to 20 times, or 20 plus times?
0 to 3 times.
Oh, we have 0, 1 to 2 times, and 3 to 5 times. How should I record that?
1 to 2 times.
1 to 2 times. Thank you. Now, thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. The next... One is, reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart.
Pounding heart.
So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I try not to remember and think about this incident. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Strongly agree.
I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Strongly agree.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Now, please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about things that happened since your encounter with the police. I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. I feel like I am being watched or tracked.
Somewhat agree.
I feel like I can't make any mistakes.
Somewhat agree.
People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Because of my previous contact with the police, my relationships with my family members are strained.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements about how police have impacted you.
I got to go. How many questions are you talking about now?
Yes, I'm so sorry. We still have a few questions to go. If you complete the survey, you will receive a $10 gift card and the possibility to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We will fly through it. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements about how police impacted you or others you know. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement present. Do you strongly agree? Strongly agree. Strongly agree. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly agree.
The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And the last part of this section is I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now we're almost done. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status? Are you a student without a job and not looking for work? Without a job and looking for work? Employed, homemaker, retired, or self-employed?
Retired.
Thank you. What is your current marital status? Is it married, divorced, separated, single, never married, cohabiting outside
never,
of marriage?
Never married.
Never married. Thank you. How many children do you have?
Zero.
How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
One.
Okay, thank you. And what is your household total income from all sources? I will read you the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under $20,000, between $20,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $80,000, between $80,000 to
$100,000. Number three,
thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? Between 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, Over 15 years or all your life?
Over 15 years.
Over 15 years. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends? Living somewhere as you not pay rent? University housing or dormitory? Assisted living or nursing home? Currently homeless or housing insecure?
A nursing home.
Nursing home, thank you. And have you ever lived in public housing in Boston, yes or no?
Yes.
And is it, in what public housing complex do you live in? Or did you live in?
Boston. Boston Housing.
Oh, Boston Housing. And let me check for this one. Let's see, because we do have a list over here. Boston Housing. Did it have another name?
Orlando Boston Housing Authority.
Oh, okay. Boston Housing. Thank you very much. And please give me the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street.
Washington Street and Columbia Road.
Well, what road was it? I'm sorry?
Columbia.
Road. Columbia Road.
Washington Street.
Thank you very much. Now, would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
No, thank you. I got to go right now.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, now that you completed the survey, in order to receive your $10 gift card, please provide your phone number and email address.
French.
First, your phone number.
857.
857.
857.
5783. So 857-399-5783. And your email address?
fsharp10@yahoo.com.
Just to confirm, is F as in Frank, John, 10, at yahoo.com.
F sharp 10.
F sharp 10 at yahoo.com. That would be F as in Frank, SHARP 10 at yahoo.com.
P E.
So that would be, once again, F as in Frank, SHARPE, 10, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.